Past 9 o'clock on this Thursday morning, chances are you've already completed your ballot for Tuesday's primary election. If you haven't, you may very well have it sitting on your desk or your kitchen table. You got to get that done and back to the clerk's office. Joining us right now to tell us a little bit more about how all this works and to answer any questions that we might have about it is Michigan's Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson. Secretary Benson, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. You've just gotten a flood of requests for ballots this year, haven't you?
Yeah, twice as many than ever before in our state's history. 2 million absentee ballot requests for this year's primary, which we know is only going to increase for November. But, you know, I think that's a great thing because it shows that despite all the rhetoric and misinformation out there, Michiganders know voting from home is safe, convenient, and secure, and that's reflected in these numbers.
It's just amazing that the new early law that went into effect and the way that we vote changed the same year that it's become a real necessity for a lot of people.
Yeah, it was a voter-driven reform. It was voters who enacted this amendment to our state constitution in 2018 to give everyone the right to vote by mail. And so it enabled us to quite quickly ensure that we had a safe option for voters who couldn't leave home to vote this year in the midst of this pandemic. And other states have followed suit, but we're in one of the best positions possible to be successful because it's voters themselves who wanted this right and are aware of it. And so the voter education that has to happen in other states is not as important here, is not as critical here because most voters know about this already.
As we close in on Tuesday, which is Election Day, what are some things that you want voters to know if they have not completed and turned in their ballot yet that they're going to need to know between now and Tuesday?
Well, first, we want people to, if they have not yet returned their ballot and they want to still vote by mail, we're encouraging them to drop their ballots off in person with their clerk or at a drop box. We've put drop boxes all around the state. You can find the location of yours at michigan.gov/vote. You do have to drop it off at your local drop box in your local community in order to count. And as long as you do that by 8 p.m. on Tuesday, it'll still count. And of course, you can still vote safely in person on Election Day if you have not voted by mail. And precincts will be open across the state, and we anticipate those will be operating safely. We've provided PPE for all of our election workers, and we're asking voters to wear masks as well when they go to vote to ensure everyone remains safe and healthy while they exercise their constitutional right to vote.
You know, you raise a good point. Those election workers oftentimes are people that are at risk. These are, in many cases,
yeah,
retirees. They're putting a lot on the line to work Election Day, aren't they?
Yeah, and recognizing that, we didn't want anyone who's immune compromised to feel the need to work this year. And so we launched a recruitment campaign in May of this year that has recruited 5,000 new election workers this year that we've trained and deployed to communities all throughout the state. And it's really filled an important need in communities, you know, throughout Southeast Michigan, throughout Port Huron, throughout even Northern Michigan, where people aren't able to work who've worked before. And that's important because when you look at other states that have had long lines on Election Day, it's primarily because they haven't been able to have poll workers opening all the precincts. They've had to consolidate. We have not had to do that in Michigan for this year's elections in August and November because so many citizens have stepped up and have been willing to serve as an election worker. And we're still recruiting, so if people do want to serve, it's a paid position on Election Day, and you can go to michigan.gov/democracymvp to sign up, because in our democracy, election workers are our most valuable players, so we're calling them our MVPs.
Our first election under coronavirus was in May, and obviously a smaller election. Not every precinct even had anything on their ballot. But how did that go, and was that a good dress rehearsal for this August election?
It was in many ways. It was about 10% of our jurisdictions had elections, or our voters voted in an election. And what we saw there was record turnout. 25% of voters voted in those local May elections and who had an election, and that was twice the number that typically vote in a local election. And so it was enormously encouraging to see people still want to vote, even in the height of this pandemic, and they're willing to vote by mail in order to do so, because 99% of voters in that May election voted by mail. So it really underscored the need to ensure everyone had equal access to accessing their ability to vote by mail. And also, secondly, to show us, demonstrate that even if you have record turnout, you can eliminate long lines or crowding at polling places by encouraging people to vote by mail. And that's precisely what we had in May. Record turnout, no lines or crowding at the polling places, and a significant number of people voting through the mail. And all the votes went through. And I think by all accounts, the May election was a success.
There is still this thought out there, Secretary Benson, that there is a likelihood of voter fraud with voting by mail. Address that, if you would.
Well, we do have several time-tested protections in place to protect against fraud and to catch it if anyone's trying to attempt it. First, the signature match process is really what prevents fraud in the vote-by-mail process. We have applications that are submitted to request a ballot sent through the mail. Those applications must have a signature that matches the signature on the registration list to be considered valid and prompt the mailing of an actual ballot. And then once the ballot is returned, the envelope also must contain a signature, and that signature must match the signature on the voter registration file for the ballot to be counted. So this signature, this sort of multiple-level signature verification process is in place in multiple states, and for decades it has been it has worked smoothly. There's been no or infinitesimal incidents of fraud. And we've seen that in Michigan as well, where in the May election, for example, there were no reports of fraud. But again, if someone forges someone's signature, we also have the tools in place to investigate, to catch it, and to prosecute as necessary.
Secretary Benson, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much. We'll look forward to the results on Tuesday.
Me too. Thank you very much. Right. Good to be here, and I'm sure we'll talk again soon.
Absolutely.